It's difficult to make broad statements about an entire generation of people, but most of the articles I read and conversations I had about baby boomers revolved around one central theme. Although they are getting older, they just don't feel like they're old.
Well, I think we think the world revolves around us, so... So if the world revolves around us, we can't be old.
Beaches resident Madeline Scales Taylor retired 4 years ago and says for her and for many of her peers, retirement isn't a reason to slow down. It's more like a new beginning.
We treasure our time, so we're not working up until the end. We're saying, okay, I'm ready to stop working like this and to work differently, because we're not sitting at home in the rocking chair and saying, oh, just bring those grandbabies over. You know, I'm just going to sit here and hold them. No, that's not how we operate.
When Scales Taylor left a high-profile position at Mayo Clinic, she barely took a break before becoming executive director at City Kids Art Factory, a nonprofit that provides visual arts experiences for children on the North Side. Now she's on the board of that organization and several others. She's also raising a high school-aged grandchild, she travels with her husband, and is taking classes through the University of North Florida's Osher Lifelong Learning Institute.
One on human trafficking, one in knitting, and one in Tai Chi.
Advertisers are taking note of the way baby boomers are redefining retirement. Kevin Falconberry, VP Executive Creative Director at the Dalton Agency, says brands want to create messages that resonate with boomer values.
It's about experiences. It's not so much about stuff, because they've been a generation that's always had stuff. So it's more now that, you know, didn't really live through the Great Depression, so that kind of dynamic has changed. And it's more about what's the experience? What's the, you know, whether it's a restaurant or whether it's a vacation or whether it's even what experience are they going to be able to go through? What can they take away from it? And looking at maybe more purchase decisions kind of based around that.
It just starts to make you wonder, is this what happens when you age?
You may remember this Toyota ad. An adult child comes home, assumes his boomer parents are already sound asleep when really, they're out on the town having a great time with friends.
Toyota Venza. Keep on rolling.
This, Falconberry says, is Madison Avenue's reflection of how a generation of people see themselves.
So you're seeing a lot of the imagery being shown as people who are very comfortable with themselves, very active, very relaxed, and sort of the fact that they've sort of earned this rest is sort of being positioned, whereas before it was, I think there was much more probably focus on the next generation, like, you know, leaving something for your children, where now it's more, it's about them.
And that rings true for Madeline Scales Taylor.
I've told my children that don't expect to have a big inheritance. Your father and I are going to spend whatever money we have. Now, we're not going to straddle you with debt, but boy, don't think that you're going to be able to quit your job when we die.
The baby boomers are a group that has always controlled the culture, and they're not sitting back and taking a permanent vacation. They're redefining retirement to fit their unique values. Karen Fagans, WJCT News.